I'm terrible. I'm like the least, my wife will tell you, I'm the least handy person in the world. Like, I don't know if I try. I look at YouTube videos, I try to fix stuff, and it's just not good. I don't know if my brain is broken in that regard, but
That's
I've kind of
okay.
given up. Yeah. So we need people like you, Scott.
Oh no, I mean I got out of engineering as quick as I could, but yeah, I spent my time in it, that's for sure.
But you are high on my list of places to flee to when the zombie apocalypse happens. You're selling out your little fortress.
You have like a I'm coming to Washington. You
Yeah, there
can
you go.
Scott can hunt elk, so we're fine. He can kill the zombies and feed us.
Yes, are you do you hunt?
I do. I haven't for well, I haven't since I moved to Massachusetts, actually. And I went hunting probably 8 years. Just
Got
picked
it.
it up on my own with a brother of mine, and I only got an elk 2 out of those 8 years. So I am not that great at it. So
Yeah,
don't
well,
count on
I've
me.
heard elk is its own thing. It's like, because I've a bunch of Sun Yi probably knows this. A lot of people in like the jiu-jitsu martial arts world, for whatever reason, they're hunters too. I feel like
Not
there's
in
this
this
weird
country.
cro there's this like this Venn there's like a Venn diagram, at least in the US, between like jiu-jitsu people, hunters, and it's somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
But from what
You
I've
don't.
heard, deer hunting and elk hunting, I always just was like, oh, it's just hunting. But apparently it's far different, like from the very beginning, the calls you use, like the preparation you need. So that's really interesting.
There are a lot more deer, and they just kind of wander around everywhere, and
Yeah.
they're not that hard to find. Like, I've gone hunting when I've had both an elk and a deer tag, and I've never shot a deer in my life because every time I see a deer, I'm like, eh, I don't really
Yeah.
want it. They don't taste that great, and like, I don't want to carry that out. So, and I didn't want to give up on my shot for elk, but elk, man, they're amazing. But they are hard to find, and they are heavy as shit.
Well, that's the thing that I like, the process, if you're, especially if you're hiking out into the middle of nowhere, like the process of getting that elk back to your vehicle. I mean, of course, if you're like a fancy person, you have like your esque, entourage that's following you, like all
Yeah.
these celebrity hunters. But from what I've heard, like you have to like quarter the elk and then like carry back the body parts in pieces and
Well, I mean, even those celebrity hunters. So my favorite is Steven Rinella. He has a show called Meat Eater. Some of the episodes are on his, some of the seasons rather, are on his website, but a bunch of them are on Netflix, and they kind of cycle through on Netflix. They're really good. His whole thing is like he eats primarily wild meat, that he goes all over hunting for a whole bunch of different stuff. Anyway, they still have to carry it out. They just are in much better shape than I am because it's all they do. The last elk I got, it was me and one of my three little brothers and my best friend. I got this elk probably 4 miles from where we had parked my ATV. And I think it was a cow elk, and I think it was the biggest cow elk I've ever seen. It was about almost as big as a bull, so it probably weighed 400 or 500 pounds. And so we cut it. Sorry, Sydney. We skinned it and we cut it up, and we start carrying all the quarters and the skin and head out. And my brother decides to take 2 quarters at a time, thinks he's real tough, just up this hill, because it's steep country too. So he gets 2 quarters at a time and just carries it up, maybe, I don't know, 200, 300 yards up to the top of this big mountain that I shot it off of, because I shot downhill. And he gets to the top, he puts him down, he just pukes everything everywhere. Like he's just puking from exhaustion. So funny. One of my favorite memories ever.
I hope you got some pictures of
But
that or video, better yet.
I didn't. I was covered in blood and hair, and I was a
Yeah.
little ways away, and I was tired too. But we got almost back to the ATVs, and me and my brother took most of the load because my friend was a little bit behind us, and so we had more. And at the top of one hill, I literally passed out face down in the grass, like in the dirt. like, well, I mean, like, I had an office job, you know, like I lifted weights every now and then, but I'm not like in great shape to be hiking fucking hundreds of pounds right. of elk right. out miles up and down mountains, you know? So yeah, I passed out. I woke up and my brother, everybody's gone. They had just kept going. And these two guys came along and they like helped us carry some of it. And it was like almost dark and I'm looking around and there's like grass on my face. I was like, oh no, I got to get to the, I got to get back or I'm going to die. I'm going to be dead out here. There's like all these yeah. stupid ass sheep in the mountains that, you know, ranchers like graze out there.
Wyoming or?
That was in Utah. So all my hunting's been in Utah. So when I left Utah, I, you know, didn't have a lot of opportunity to hunt out in Massachusetts and then just haven't picked it back up since I've been here. I've been meaning to, but pulled a hernia and yeah, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, my friend had a kid. My friend was supposed to bring me like just to watch bow hunting because actually my new project, there's a bunch of hunting scenes and I know very little about, you know, I've never been a hunter myself. So I was like, I should probably yeah. learn about hunting before I write about this.
Watch Meat Eater. Google up.
All right.
Uh-huh. If you don't have Netflix, you can just go to their website, themeateater.com, and they have a bunch of episodes that are bow hunting, and they're the best.
My wife will love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a hard enough time deciding what to watch on Netflix already, so if I add this to the mix, it'll throw things in the chaos.
My wife is also not a fan of hunting, and so that, nor is my daughter, so that gets me into trouble sometimes.